right. Well, now allow me to officially welcome you to our weekly Monday morning kickstart call. My name is Josh Clark. I have the privilege of serving as your vice president of sales. And you know, the only reason I'm on this call is I know your story as well. We're only here because somebody cared enough to share the Neolife story with us. And for many of us, that wasn't easy. For many of us, they had to follow up and follow up and follow up. And if you're the exception to the rule, just remind yourself, you are the exception to the rule. And I am just so, so grateful that somebody, the Greenbergs, followed up over and over and over for years with my family. For 4 months, it felt like years, I'm sure to them, but for 4 months, they followed up, and then my mother got started on the products, and I'm so grateful. I think so often, what would have happened had they not continued to not give up on our family, to follow up, what would have happened? Today, my mother is training for a half marathon, running 5 and 10K road races every year in her 60s, and in just picture-perfect health. And we thank God for that, and we thank the Greenbergs for sharing Neolife with our family. And so I want to encourage all of us, let's be bold this week and let's continue following up. We never know whose life we're going to be changing and who's going to be talking about us years from now. So grateful that we didn't give up on them, because you just don't know what you don't know. Isn't that true? So we're going to jump in here in a moment. We're going to interview two dynamic, in fact, three dynamic leaders are on the call standing by. Before we jump to that, though, I do want to remind you of just a few things quickly, exciting things that are coming up. One is, don't forget, every Monday this month, every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I will be doing Getting Started Guide Master Training. The Getting Started Master Training every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern. And you can register at neolifeevents.com. That is neolifeevents.com for that. Love to see you this afternoon. And just a quick what to expect on that call, two-hour webinar. If we try to finish the training an hour and a half, handle some Q&A, and it's a perfect for anyone, everyone who is serious about building this business. If you're just getting started, you definitely want to attend this. And if you're ready to take your business to the next level, if you want to be confident how to start a brand new person, how to take them through the Getting Started Guide and show them how to go out and not only become a director themselves, but develop three directors in their team. That's what this is about. Not only knowing what to do, but how to duplicate yourself, because that is how we're going to end the trend of chronic disease. And I know that we're all passionate about that, and together we will end the trend of sickness. We're going to also, at the same time as we end this trend, we're providing a vehicle, we're providing a business, we're providing an opportunity, you know, as social entrepreneurs, where we can go out there and provide solutions in the marketplace and together change the world. So that training is, again, open to anyone and everyone today. Also, speaking of going out there and sharing and caring and making an impact, making a difference in other people's lives, we want to recognize our Achievers Club 10 and above. Just very quickly, I'm going to call out the names. I do want to, though, thank also all of our Achiever Club point earners. Everyone who earned any points at all means you went out there and you changed a life by sharing and caring. We thank you for that. And Achievers Club 5, you'll find that in Team Talk. You'll find that in the back office under recognition. But here we go. Achievers Club 10, we have Barbara Mosley, Toe and Patty Green, Nancy Davis, Maria, and Miguel Torres, David, Sarah Gore, Beth Ray, Kendra Brassfield. Isn't that great to have your CEO out there doing exactly what we're doing in the trenches, sharing Neolife? It's no wonder we have such a great leader, right? We also have, David, Sarah Gore, Beth Ray, Shelley, and Brad Sheridan, Jennifer Christmas, Chris and Amanda Sheets, Patty and Jerry Kinder, Malene Thompson, Ruth, Kiara, Gerald and Joan Lehman, Allison Wilson, Micah and Brian Stennett, Cynthia Zimfanta, Joseph Infante, and now Achievers Club 15 and higher, Joe and Linda Peacock, Claudette Lockaby, Martha Andrade, Sam Lara, Gene McGowan, Richard Johnston, Ada and Paula DiJacopo, Chad and Janice Johnson, Rumel and Anderson Bubrun, Emily Hengstepper, Aaron Hengstepper, and that rounds out our Achievers Club 15. Also, I want to remind you that we also have top 20 Achievers Club for the quarter, because you know what? We all want to challenge ourselves to go out there and spread our wings and to see what's possible. You never know. You know, watching the Winter Olympics, my kids are all into that. They're telling me the stories. They're telling me what's going on. And, you know, it's amazing what the human, what we as humans are capable of, and we never know until we challenge, until we push ourselves. And so that's what the Achievers Club Top 20 90 Days of Winter is all about. So I want to congratulate all of you who are in the top 20, and go check that out. Just log into the back office, and you'll see your names right there. And then also, I want to remind you, too, that March 1st, all of these spa sets, these single spa set orders that you're placing, single, you know, one or more, don't forget, March 1st, even though the products don't officially launch until April, it will ship out March 1st with a free makeup remover for every set that's ordered if you order them, again, individually. $1 to $99, your choice, but you'll get that free makeup remover. It'll ship out March 1st. Also, for those of you who want products right away, don't forget, you have the launch partner packs, which come with four sets. You can either get four sets of a normal dry or a combination. You get two normal dry and two combination oily, so four, but two, and that'll ship out right away. For those who want to join us and get in on this pre-launch phase and go out there and do spa hour, spa appointments, those are available again, and they're shipping out right away. Now, by the way, very exciting. We've sold way more than we ever expected. As you know, every rally sold out, and because of that, we have sold out the makeup remover. Don't worry, though. If you received your sets and you did not get your makeup remover, it will be sent to you. You can rest assured of that, but we did not want to hold it up any further when to get your products out to you. So there's just a 411 there. So, again, thank you so much for making this past month was another best month. Absolutely, you guys blew it out of the water. Unbelievable. So many organizations had what was their best month ever as well. So many. In fact, we're going to have 2 weeks of leadership calls hearing from, and we can't possibly hear from everybody. Trust me, amazing to see how many blew it away. I want to thank you so much for the impact that you all had. But we're going to hear from some of these leaders who made it happen and had a best month ever. So we're going to jump right in right now. We're going to hear from Louis Smith, One Diamond Director, came all the way here from Africa to build his Neolife business. He's built an international business all over the world that literally spans the globe. And his U.S. business had its best month ever by wide margins. And I've asked Louis to join us. Also, I'd like to just give a shout out to both Louis and Laverne Smith. Thank you so much for all that both of you have done, and that we have Louis with us. Louis, are you there?
I am here, Josh. So good to hear your voice.
Louis, it's great to have you with us. I know you've been literally all over the globe. It's good to see you just the other night in Visalia. You look better than ever. I'm amazed because you've been on a rapid, I know you're rapid fire pace. But one thing I would like to do before I ask you the first question is I'd like to just thank you just publicly. And I know that you're not one about getting praise and all. You're one about praising others and heaping it on others. But I just want to thank you so much, you and Laverne, and I hope that she's able to hear this. I know that you guys are in two different parts of the state, dividing and conquering, getting it done. But thanks to both of you for coming over from Africa, where you built an incredible business over there and around the on other continents as well. But then coming to the U.S., seeing an opportunity, and I'll leave it to you later on to explain that. But thank you for seeing an opportunity over here and helping to lead the way as we have relaunched, rebirthed the North America market And it's incredible when I see a January like we just had, and not only your team, but teams across. And you've had such a big part in that, inspiring everyone of what is possible. And so thank you so much for that, Louis.
Pleasure, Josh. It's really exciting. The future is amazing. So I'm so fired up.
Well, so you did have your best month ever, as I said earlier, in the U.S. by a wide margin. And in addition, many in your team had their best month ever as well. Can you share what you believe has led to your best month?
Yeah. First of all, Josh, there's a whole bunch of things. Number one is I believe the skin cream range is an absolute incredible range. As a matter of fact, if you think of people like Tim Sales, who have built a massive, massive business really on skin cream, and now we've got the most amazing skin cream range anybody could ever want, certified organic, and that to me is really exciting. So folks have been waiting for this product. We're going to build a massive business on this product. So that's the first thing. So I'm fired up about the skin cream. I think it's absolutely going to revolutionize our business and take it to the next level. The next thing that I believe helped that is one needs to take a massive action at the beginning of the year. And this is where we go often so wrong in this business. That's why if you see my first 30 days of the year, I'm nearly in a different town every single day with different people. So I basically give up the beginning of the year to go out there touching every growth point that I can to get the business going in the right direction. So the beginning of your year is really the most important time of this. Also, we've had the events across the country, and events is so important. You know, in this business, you have to become the most incredible salesman, not of products, but of events, because people who come to events, Josh, take ownership, they start getting credibility and believability in the company, they get credibility and believability in the incredible products, they start saying, hey, there's people like me that are doing this, I can do it as well, they give hope to themselves, and I'm telling you right now, if you can say what's the single most important thing in network marketing or in our industry is getting to every single event you can. You know, when Laverne and I started, we wanted to find out if this is something for us. I had 200 staff, 4 companies, and we just followed wherever there was a company event or an Eagle Team event, we went to everything. We just checked across the country from East Coast to West Coast to North to South, going to every event that the company was putting on, and it gave us such a jump start in the right direction, because you can't teach what you don't know and you can't do what you don't know. And so if you ask me what really empowered our business to take off, we've had a lot of events, the company getting started events, the kickoff meetings, the empowering Saturdays across the country. We've had rallies of our own. So, yes, I believe it's the events and the products.
Well, Louis, as you speak about events, you know, we have convention coming up in July. It's going to be here before we know it. What can people do? And you talked about how it's before the event. I mean, you had events going on, your own events going on before the very first rally in January. You know, you were promoting rally months out. Can you talk about what can people do? I mean, too often it seems like as Americans, you know, we like to wait till like it's right there on us instead of the plans of the diligent leading to prosperity. Can you touch on that and how you work way ahead of time, what they can do to leverage convention?
Well, Josh, first of all, if somebody's going to build this business, they need to take ownership. They need, number one, say, hey, this is my business. I'm the boss. I need to take ownership. Like, I'll give you an example. I book a venue, I pay for the venue, I'm not totally committed. I remember when you first started, Josh, Charlie would say, we've got a function in 6 months' time. I would go and buy 10 tickets, sometimes about 20 tickets. Now I'm committed with these tickets. And Charlie had a great system. No refunds, no take-backs. Yeah, if you sell 2, you're sitting now, if you bought 20, you're sitting with 18 tickets. That's your problem. And the reason being, he didn't want to make people useless. And so it's so easy not to take responsibility in this opportunity. So the first thing is, if the people don't go to an event, they're not going to grow. And if somebody is not coming to an event like the July event or the kickoff rally or something like that, they're going to miss out. They're the ones that are going to miss out. And so they need to start planning ahead. So what I would do, I'll get these tickets, I'll take them home, and I'll say, now, who am I going to sell these tickets to? And now I'm going to, who do I want to grow? Because I know any person who doesn't go to an event is going to fail. So they might not fail long term, but they're definitely going to fail that year because they've just wasted another year of their life. And so I need to take the excuses away. Just like what you were saying when you started, you spoke so well about a person doesn't know what they don't know. Until they get to the event, they don't know. So I would then write down all the names of the people that I need to get to the event, and it could be 6 months away, it could be a year away. And that phone say, Jim, you really need to get this event. How can I get you there? Can you pay $5 a month towards your ticket? Can you pay $10 a month? How's your transport going to work? Where are you going to stay? Have you got babysitters organization? Can I get a lift there? Can we organize a bus and ride up together? And just take an excuse away after an excuse. So first of all, you take away the transport excuse. Then you take away the accommodation excuse. Hey, let's book a home and we'll stay in the home together. Or put 10 people in a hotel room or something like that. So you take away. Then you take away the babysitter excuse. Hey, can we try and find a babysitter in that town? And because it is vital that people get to events. And the other thing about events, you know, one event a year is useless. You want to get to every single event you can. And somebody said to me the other day, he said, hey, you know what, I can't afford to get to the event because, you know, it's going to cost me a few hundred dollars. And my heart just sinks because I say, hey, you can't afford not to come. I'm going to give you an example of one of our leaders in Africa. They were flying. They were on their way to becoming president team. And they said that the one event the company had was too expensive and they couldn't afford it, and so they didn't come. And so they actually didn't make a step that year. And they'd just gone 3 Ruby, and by the following year, they were too embarrassed to go, but they'd now dropped back to 2 Ruby. And so they didn't go to anything. Guess what? They've never been back to events now, and now they're battling to qualify as an Emerald Director. So what I'm saying over there is, somebody says, I can't afford to go. No, you can't afford not to go because your income is going to grow exponentially if you know what you're doing, and your income is going to stop growing. It's actually going to go backwards. And the other thing about an event like the July event is the longer the event. If you go to a church conference, a one-day church conference has got no impact compared to a three-day church conference. The longer the event, they say that the first day you're just starting to forget about all the challenges you've got. The second day you now start building. By the morning of the third day, now you're into the thing and you're flowing, and that's when you're making all the decisions. So I love the July event because it's a whole program put together. Anyway, yeah, so events are vital, and you need to commit yourself, get the tickets. You need to find the accommodation. You need to take people's excuses away and grab them by the hand, say, how can I get you there? And what's our plan of action to help you succeed?
Wow. Louie, you're getting me just so fired up right here. Thank you so much for sharing that. I got to make a phone call right now, after you get off this call, to somebody who is not who's not coming to leadership school. And an amazing promoter that we all know. But my point is not that, but my point is it just breaks your heart when you see somebody, and you and I know, I mean, we know that it's not about, we're not trying to sell an event. We want to change a life. It's like you just said, if you want, you think about who do you want to see succeed, and then you'd find a way to encourage them, to help them deal with their excuses to get there. Cause as you said, they don't know what they don't know. And it's like, if you can't afford not to, I just love what you said. If you can't afford, if you think you can't afford not to, it's all the more reason that you have to.
Exactly.
How do we get, how do we communicate that?
Yeah, it's so challenging. Charlie used to always say, there's only one reason to miss an event, and that's a death in the family and should be your own.
And
So he used to say that at every event, because you know what? If you don't go to the event, you're actually going to go backwards over that year, because you're not going to learn the trends, what's happening out there, the brand new stuff, and especially with near life in the USA today, but there's so much new stuff. You know, so if there's anything you can do in this business that you want to, if you want to take your business to the next level, you want to get on that phone and you want to do whatever. You want to go and visit people and you want to get them to events like crazy, because that's what's going to take your business to the next level. And that's why Laverne and I spend so much money on events. We subsidize our events like crazy, because we know that that's the foundation of this business. And the other thing is, leaders should be running their own events between the company ones, because studies have shown that events should be every 3 months. That's the momentum, that you keep going. Every 3 months there should be something happening. And besides that, there should be a monthly team event like the Breakfast of Champions. And besides that, there should be weekly events where you're doing weekly training for your people to keep the momentum flowing.
You know, and when you talk about how you subsidize events, you know, I think that's a great point to bring out for our listeners to hear. Neolife Corporate does not make money by simply getting you to an event. And the leaders out in the field in this company do, and it's so different. I mean, there's another gigantic company who does make a fortune. Somebody told me the other day that, you know, they quit the business when they realized the leader was making their money out of events. That does not happen for Louis Smith. It does not happen for any of the leaders in this company, because I work closely with them and I know they're writing big checks, just like I wrote big checks for our organization to help subsidize these events. And it's about, these events are about serving. If your leader is calling you, begging you to get there, it's for one reason. They know what Louis just said, that getting you to that event is going to help you reach your goals and your dreams. And if you share your goals and dreams with us, we want to help you reach that. And Louis, you, I mean, your events are an amazing example of that, what you pour into those events. What a blessing to get to do that, though, because when the sun truly sets on your life for the last time, you know, and I want it to be said of me as well, when that happens, when that day comes, we'll know that we, by getting people to events, that we've made an impact that lives far beyond. That's exciting, isn't it, Louis?
Absolutely. Very exciting, Josh.
Can you speak, where do you see the future of the North America market?
You know, Josh, before I go into the future of the North America, are we heading towards the close there? Because I've got something else I want to share before we close.
Yeah, please.
Okay, right. Okay, you know, when I saw this opportunity, Josh, I went to my leader and I started getting excited about it, and I saw you have an opportunity where you can earn international currency, residual income, own yourself, freedom, quality products, shop at wholesale. You know, when I saw all the benefits of this opportunity, I grabbed my growing up line, I sat down with him and I said to him, all right, what do I have to do to become a success? I said, I'm a businessman. I've got 200 staff working for me. I've got 4 companies in 3 different countries. I don't have time to go to the bathroom. Tell me what I have to do to build do this business. He said, Louis, you have to give up 2 nights a week. I said, what's that going to give me? He said, that way you'll be able to get out of your prison situation in about 5-6 years' time. You can quit your job. I said, if I want to get out of my present situation in 2 years' time, he said, put in 4 nights a week. I said, what do you mean putting in 4 nights a week? He said, 2 hours is an evening where you go in, do a meeting. He said, learn to do the meeting, get really good at it, because people are not paid to do bad meetings. They're paid to do good meetings. He said, practice them, record them, listen to them. I still do that today. He said, do it over and over. And he said, repetition breeds confidence, breeds skill, and breeds ability. And he said, just keep out there doing meetings. I said, you mean if I give up 3 to 4 nights a week, I can retire in 5 years or even less? He said, absolutely. I said, Andy, you've been ridiculous. That's pathetic. I said, I'm working 10 to 12 hours a day, and I can't see retirement in such a year's time. How am I going to do it in 2 hours a day?
He said, Louis, just listen to me. If you do it, you will do it. And he was so spot on. I went out there. I gave up 4 nights a week. When I say that, Monday night I did a two-hour workshop. Tuesday night I did a two-hour workshop. Wednesday night I did a two-hour workshop. Thursday night I did a two-hour workshop. And guess what? Our business grew like crazy. We were the number one growers in Africa. Our business just grew exponentially. And that's what I did when it came to the States. Once God showed me a system, I realized something. I'm the boss. As a matter of fact, when Andy told me if you do 2 hours a week, you could actually retire in 5 years, I said to him, you know what? That's bulldust. Because my staff, if they gave me 2 hours work, I mean 4 hours work a week, I would fire them, let alone retire. And I couldn't believe that it was possible. And this is the biggest challenge with this opportunity. Josh, people don't take ownership. They don't realize they're the boss. Mm-hmm. They don't look in the mirror and realize, hey, you know what? I'm the income producer of my future. And you have to do something. And the doing something is getting out there and doing meetings on a regular basis. And, you know, if you're not prepared to commit 4 hours a week, 2 hours a week for your retirement plan, you know, then you're going to have to keep your job for a really long time out there. And so number one, I really believe we need to take ownership. We need to realize we are the creator of our opportunity. We have to get out there and make it work. I believe we have to lean heavily on counseling upline, a growing upline. I believe that we need to realize that God is our King and Savior and spend time in the Word and follow His guidance. And, He's blessed us. He's directed us. Every decision we've made in this country, every, you know, opening new doors. When we came to America, we couldn't build this business here on what we had learned in Africa. And I just spent time and saying, Lord, please guide me. What do I have to do to build this business in the USA? And He showed us a system, and this system has just absolutely changed our lives. And I just got so excited about it because it's not only selling network marketing, but it's about nutrition and network marketing and giving people hope for the future. So anyway, so just to recap, I believe if somebody is serious about this business, they have to decide how many hours a week they're going to give up. That's the first thing. The second thing is, to become a big earner, you need to do about 3 to 4 nights a week, which is about 12 to 16 hours a month to build this opportunity over here. The next thing over here, you need to realize it is a simple business. Find what works, stick to the basics repeatedly. I hated talking in front of people. I was so nervous to talk in front of people, but guess what? I practiced, I recorded, I listened, I overcame it. My wife guided me. She's the most incredible lady, incredible support. She would listen, she would say, hey, cut this out, add this in, and eventually we worked out a presentation together. So, all right, so Josh, now you can ask me a question again.
Well, you know, I was just struck listening to you the other day, and you're so much fun to listen to. I'll never forget the first time I heard you come over from South Africa and do a speak at the convention. I was so just hanging on your every word. But, you know, it is encouraging to hear what you just said, that you had to work out your presentation too. And when I think about you being a successful farmer, that didn't have much to do with public speaking, that as far as I can tell. And so I can relate. I can understand what you're saying, that you had to work on it, that it didn't just happen. And that's encouraging for all of us who look at you and think, well, Louis, look, I mean, he speaks amazing. I mean, I'm just spellbound just listening to him. But you're a farmer. And, of course, anything you do over and over, you're going to get good at. So I want to just encourage everyone who's listening to your words to say, you know what? You can become great, too. Anything that you do repetitively, God's given the human beings the ability to grow and develop and succeed. And so that's encouraging, Louis. Thank you. So, Louis, what do you see here in North America? And then as soon as you, I just shared with you where the follow-up question to that, and you've already kind of touched on it, but as we begin to wrap this up, where do you see the future of North America. Can you help us, our listeners, help us to wake up to what you saw to come all the way over here and what you happened when you surveyed 200 people? And then finally, there's so many people who say they just don't have the time. They're too busy. And what would you say to them so they don't miss out on this vision that you have for the future?
Wow, lots of questions there. Okay, Josh, I'm going to summarize this because we've got a great speaker after me and I can't wait to hear them. All right, so first of all, before we came to America, Laverne and I were at Disney World and down in Florida, and we spoke to every person that we could there. We said, what do you know about, in those days it was called Golden Products or GNLD, and I said, what you say know about Neolife? Nobody had heard about the company. And I realized this is the best kept secret in the USA. Not even the CIA knows about Neolife. And so, we come from a country where every second person, you speak to, hey, you know Neolife? Absolutely. You know Neolife? Yeah, it's even more known than Amway back in Africa. And so I thought, this is ridiculous. This country needs these products. These are the best products in the world. People don't know about it. And I just like when I arrived at my first meeting in San Francisco, and here was this West Coast rally, and I couldn't believe there was nobody there. There was a handful of people. And I turned around to Tony and I told him the shoe salesman story was sent from the UK, and he sent back this Morse code to the UK saying, send shiploads of shoes. This entire continent needs shoes. And that's exactly how I saw the USA. They need the product. They got terrible health issues. I'm telling you what, we have to become a multi-billion-dollar industry if we think we're going to fix the problem in America, because every person needs a product, because there's nobody else out there who's got our integrity, our quality, our completeness of product. And, so I'm really excited. I see the future so massive, so massive that, when I go and build a business in other countries and I think to myself, oh, I'm so wasting my time. America is just so big. There are so many people over there. We're living in a desperate, hurting country that needs what we have, and that's what gets me really excited. And now you're really going to do it for us. You launch this most amazing skin cream, unbelievable, certified organic, unbelievable. So that to me is really, really exciting. And you just take Mary Kay. Yes, one of the biggest network market just on skin cream. That to me is amazing. And that's just one of the skin cream companies out there. And ours are superior. There's no comparison. So I'm just so charged up, and the future is so bright. We need shades. I'm really charged up. I've never felt so excited, so confident, so determined that we are going to create an army to march across this country, empowering people to live the life that God created them to live.
Wow, Louie. Well, again, I sure appreciate you guys coming over here and investing in the major problems, providing solutions to the major problems here in North America. And I agree, what an opportunity for us. In closing out here, I think about you starting that, you having a very successful business over in Africa. And I think about that person who shared Neolife with you. And I mean, maybe you could shed some light on this. How could they have known that you had two major needs? One, leukemia, so you needed our products, cancer, needed our products. And two, with so many employees, with such a huge operation, how could they have known that you would need this business, that you would need that plan B, that opportunity that Neolife would provide? And I wonder if there's people on this call right now who are judging others and are saying, nope, they don't need it. They're a Louie Smith. They got this huge operation. They're busy. They're professionals. I won't go to them. And maybe they don't know what health problem is lurking below the surface that they can help them avoid. And secondly, maybe they don't know that they need a backup plan.
That's a really good question. Number one is nobody knows the future, and Andy did not know the future when he approached me. On the outside, we look great. We had 200 staff, four companies, three countries. We had everything at open and closed, floodlit tennis courts, heated swimming. We had everything at open and closed, but nobody knows the future. And I didn't know it either. But when I saw the opportunity, things that got me excited. Well, first of all, I didn't even know the products could help for cancer, and Andy at that time didn't know my health issue. But when he did discover it, what he did do, he gave Laverne a whole bunch of products. He said, your husband needs to take these. Now, that was just about the same time we joined up, and we put the products on the side, and he phoned every single day. So, yeah, we had just joined when Andy discovered my health issues. So we actually joined, and I only joined to shut him up. I did not join to do the business. I did not join to use the product. I only joined because he was persistent and kept on phoning. And eventually we went along to the meeting, and from the meeting he gave Laverne the products. So my incredible sweetheart, she brought the products home. And she really is the one I must thank, because she got me in the opportunity through getting me to use the products that Andy gave her. So guess what happened? You don't know the future. You just have to keep asking. You don't know the person's situation. And who would ever know that within a matter of months of us joining this opportunity that we'd have massive strikes in South Africa, and that would be the beginning of the crumbling of my empire. You see, God knows. And so if you're offering this opportunity to somebody, they might look good on the outside now, but in 2 years' time, they might be going through a real hard time, just like what happened to Laverne and I. So, Josh, I believe we just have to get the message out to everybody, and you never know who's going to do it. As a matter of fact, normally the people who you think are never going to do it are the ones who are going to build a big business. And the reason being, they're successful in the outside world because of their self-discipline, their self-determination, their consistency of habits. And if you can bring in self-discipline, consistency of habits, and determination into this industry, you're going to build a massive business. I really believe habits is what creates the difference between a failure and success in every industry out there in the marketplace. And good habits will help you become a success, and bad habits will help you become a failure. And so you're looking for successful people, because those are the people who will carry across these great ideas into this industry.
Wow. And finally, I got a text message. And in fact, Alan Blaine asked me, could you ask Louis to repeat what he said that Charlie Bolton told him about the only reason to not be at events? He said, as I was laughing, I blocked your words. I apologize. Could you repeat that?
I don't think we should repeat it, because it probably quite bad after I said it, but let me repeat it. Charlie Bolton would say at any event that he has, even when he's doing a presentation, after the presentation, he does a bit of a leadership every single night, and he says, folks, this is the date of the next event. You need to get there. There's only one excuse for missing an event, and it needs to be a death in the family, and of course it should be your own. And anyway, that's a bit of a rough one, but Charlie talks straight. He's one of those people. That's why he's built a big business. There's people like to know where they stand, and he's spoken really straight over the years to all of us, and he's a wonderful leader, incredible man.
Yes, he is. Thank you so much, Louis, and please give our love to Laverne as well, and excited about hearing from members of your team and others across North America in the coming weeks. Because of just all the success going on throughout your organization. Thank you. And by the way, for those of you listening, 365daytour.com, also newlifeevents.com, we're going to be at events across Southern California here, actually Central California now is where we're at. Love to see you out there, and looking forward to love being with some of your team out there. Thanks so much, Louis.
Pleasure, Josh, and thank you to you and Chelsea and the family for your sacrifice, what you're doing. Thank you so much.
Oh, what a privilege. Thank you, Louis. All right. Now, aren't you guys, you know what? I'm so grateful to get to listen to a diamond like Louis Smith, and the tips, the strategies, the things over decades that he's learned building an international business. And I want to remind you, aren't we so blessed in this business that the top leaders are willing to share their tips, strategies, and what they're doing, exactly what they're doing in order to help all of us succeed, because a rising tide lifts all boats, and we're all about this mission to end the trend, and together, we have to accomplish it together, row together, we can all accomplish more, and I'm so grateful that we can have all of our organizations on these lines and be hearing it. What industry, what other company do you have that kind of an opportunity? Thank you, Louie. So next we go to, speaking of hearing from top leaders, we're going to hear from Alan and Nicole Blaine. Alan and Nicole Blaine joined Neolife many years ago to use the products, and then recently came around just a couple years ago to build the business, to go all in building the business. And they also just had a best month ever as well. In fact, just a few hundred points away from 100,000 PB in their total combined organization, which is deep. But to Alan and Nicole Blaine, congratulations to you guys on the best month ever. Are you with us?
I am, Josh. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Nicole, are you there as well?
Hi, Josh.
There she
I'm
is.
There you are. Awesome. You're both there. Okay. So, you again, just had your best month ever. We could go on and on, but we won't. Let's jump right in. Can you share with us what has led to your best month ever in January? And by the way, congrats to you as well, to your organization as well, that it's duplicating down throughout your organization. So many had a best month ever.
Thanks, Josh. Yeah, that's a perfect segue into my response to that question, and that's God's blessing us with an incredible team, and it's so fun to see. I love in this business, you know, I just got a couple people started this week, and I love getting to share with them that if you do not have success, we do not have success. You know, we are joined at the hip, so to speak, and if you don't make money, I don't make money. If you're not going to create an impact with your business, then it's not, you know, it's going to affect how much of an impact we can create. And I just love that. But to say that we've had our best month ever is true. And this year is off to an amazing start. And it's just fun to get to look down through our organization and see this person and that person. I mean, the list goes on of people that are having their best months ever in January and already off to a great start in February. So it's really exciting. The skincare obviously has been a huge, Louie hit on that very well, but that's been a huge part of it. Not the total story, but a huge factor. I'll let Nicole cover that. And I would also just say, to answer your question, you know, when we started our fourth quarter success team, which was October 1st, we started talking back then about this year. We started talking about January 1st or the month of January in October. And as a team, you know, many people in our organization talking about and understanding the need to make the fourth quarter, to push even harder in the fourth quarter during that holiday season, like you've done so well to communicate with us, to you know, what we realize, I guess what I'm trying to say, you know, you talk about Louie being a farmer in the past, and I'm no farmer, but I have raised, you know, done a little bit of gardening, and I do know this, that the day you plant is not the day you reap the fruit or the harvest. And so I think it would be unfair to talk about an amazing January without going back and saying this started months ago, you know, down throughout our team of looking at into the new year and saying, let's start now. Let's start planting seeds, cultivating, let's water, let's fertilize. And so I know our team has worked diligently through the last few months of December of 2017. And that's been a key factor here in 2018. The other thing I would say before I let Nicole comment on the skincare and anything else she wants to add is the turnout we had at Rally was amazing, which was just, a few weeks ago, both in Atlanta and in California, just a ton of people from the team there. And it's interesting, although not a perfect not just a blanket statement across the board, but for the most part, those that had team members and that were themselves at Rally, you know, we're seeing have tremendous growth and success here in 2018 as well.
Wow. Yeah, you did have a huge attendance. Thank you. And thank you so much for working way backwards to promote that event ahead of time and plant those seeds that led to this incredible month. And Nicole, can you talk about what you speaking of the skincare and how that's impacted your organization and what your feelings are about the skincare? And is this just the beginning, or is this Or are we seeing the whole fruition of the skincare in your business?
Well, yeah, skincare. Where do I start? Seriously, I am about the skincare. I just read recently in Forbes magazine, it stated that we all know that skincare is skyrocketing. And it mentioned that global sales is expected to reach $130 billion by 2019. And then I also read somewhere else by 2021, it's going to reach $155 billion, which is amazing. So it's something people want. And actually, people are, really, they're looking for something that's safe to use on their skin. People are more into healthy products, but also in their household, cleaners and whatnot, also on their skin. And we have that. And so it's just so exciting. And just, I've had a few skincare parties and or spa hour parties. And just to see the excitement that people, they just want to get their hands on this stuff. They are so excited. And then you hear people talking at these spa parties like, oh, well, you know what? If I, really, like this, then I can share with so-and-so. Yeah, maybe I could do this as a business. Or my daughter, she could do this as a business. So that's really fun. And I just got a text this morning, as a matter of fact, someone saying that they had their best friend visit them. They were in town visiting. And so she used the skincare line every night with her, and she has really, really sensitive skin and tends to break out. And she said that she just fell in love with our skincare, so now she wants to purchase it, which is so exciting for this person. So that, so she can get her three for free. So then she can get on a pack. And then her sister used it as well, who breaks out with acne, and it helped clear up her acne. So she is just so excited. So it's fun seeing customers get excited and other people thinking, getting the light bulb moment going, oh, I could maybe do this as a business. So that's really exciting. And then especially our team. Oh, my goodness. After getting back from Raleigh, just seeing the ones that went to Raleigh and seeing their excitement after learning about the skincare and then them going out and doing their own parties and loving it and just seeing what they're posting on Facebook or coming back and telling me, I absolutely loved it. It was so fun. And it just really is an easy sell just because this is something, everybody wants, men and women.
Wow, Nicole, that's exciting to hear. And let me ask you this. What would you say to our listeners who, how do I say this? It's easy, I think, in all of our lives to procrastinate. Okay. In fact, let me reword that. I don't think so. I know so. I don't care who you are. I don't care how, disciplined we are. It takes discipline. If we do well at not procrastinating, it's because we have accountability. We have a daily discipline. So what would you say to those who are struggling with, well, you know what, I'll work on this tomorrow. I'll work on this next week. This skincare, if it's so great, then I can get around to it tomorrow. Do you think there's a special window here where we can accomplish more in this specific window than we could even at a later date?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone needs to take advantage of the pre-launch right now. It's a ground floor opportunity is what I like to call it. It really is. And they need to take advantage of what NeoLife is offering right now. It's a great, amazing deal and everything that you get. And for those that are wanting to do it as a business, I say don't wait. Don't wait. Be the first one. We're so excited. I'm taking my skincare to Australia, and I know you haven't mentioned that yet. I want people to try it. I want to take it everywhere. You know how we have our little shake packets in our car? Well, I want to have my own little skincare line in my car everywhere I go, so I can say, here, try this on your hand or, possibly their face if I'm at someone's house, it's going to go everywhere with me. That's how excited I am, and I think everyone needs to get on this.
And, I know you touched on this earlier, but are you seeing people who really had no interest in the business before and maybe they used the nutritional products or maybe they even didn't? Are you seeing these people all of a sudden come alive and get excited about the business opportunity with Nutrients Organic?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, they are. Because it's easy to sell, I feel like. And for two, it's fun. The spa hour parties are a blast. They're so fun. And we have, as a matter of fact, our daughter came to us and signed someone up that came to her because actually we're doing a lot on social media, a lot of, I guess you can say one-on-one through Messenger, and same with our daughters. So actually two daughters that came to me. One's going to sell it at her gym. She's going to set up a booth. Another one, and she's like, Mama, this is right up my alley. And the other one, you know, someone came to her and asked about it because of whatever we're posting. And she signed up and she, you know, bought the skincare line. She's like, this is something I can do really easy. This will fit into my busy schedule. And this is actually really fun. And she's into skin. So our daughters are having a blast as well. And other people on our team.
So in addition to spa hours, spa appointments, you're also talking about this online and just sending them the video links and information links?
Yes, the 4-minute video, I'm doing that. And yeah, absolutely, why not? It's crazy because people are already sold because they see the ingredients or whatever we're posting and the dramatic results. I mean, the results are really speak for themselves. I just walked into the kitchen this morning, the younger ones, our younger children went, Mama, your face just keeps looking younger. It looks so good. And I'm like, really? Oh, my goodness. Because I feel like it does look good. But it's like, oh, thank you, Neil. This is a wonderful product. And, of course, I'm a little bit ahead since I was on the transformation team. I'm ahead of everyone else. So you guys keep taking it. I'm telling you, it just gets better and better, if you could imagine that, which is kind of hard to imagine. It's pretty exciting. I'm really excited, as you can tell.
So go to youtube.com/NeoLifeClub, and we have all these videos there on the YouTube channel that you can access, share easily. Of course, we have a whole toolbox in the back office. Alan, back to you.
Yeah, I just wanted to add one thing on that real quick. You talked about, is it important to leverage this opportunity over the next 6 weeks during the pre-launch period? And I thought it was kind of interesting. This week we're reading chapter 4 in the book called Entrepreneurial Roller Coaster for our success teams, and that we're going through together on our success teams. And he talked about how you could give 10 people the exact same product and to go out and market or sell or distribute or whatever the case may be. And he wasn't even talking about our product. He wasn't talking about network marketing, but just in general, in business. And there will always be a number one, and there will always be a number 10, and there will be 8 people in between, second through ninth place. And the whole point is that I was thinking as I was reading that, I'm thinking we have the best skincare product in this 100-and-whatever-billion-dollar industry annually. What are we going to do with it? And that's really up to me. It's up to you. It's up to everyone on the call. What are we going to do with it? You know, just the product itself. There is no, people can say the product sells itself. No product sells itself. Product still has to get in. People still have to find out about it. So I don't know. I just think that's a huge challenge and exciting too, is that we've got an amazing product now. Who's going to go out there and take advantage of it?
Wow. Who? That's a great question. That's the question for each of our listeners, for each of us. What are we going to do with it? Alan, yeah. I asked Louie this question. I want to ask you and Nicole this question as well. Many on the call, if not everyone, would like to have not only a best month, but they'd like to have a best year ever. What can they do? Rally's already passed. You know, there's plenty of could have, should have, you know, if I would have. But convention is still ahead of us, and it's the biggest event of the year. It's our 60th anniversary celebration. We got a product launch. It's going to be amazing. What would you say to them? What do they need to do, like, right now? Is it right now, or do they have plenty of time?
It's right now. We started promoting convention last summer. And, I actually had one person that was quite disappointed recently that I would not allow them to be on our success team because they would not commit to coming to convention in July. And I had to explain to this person what I believe with all my heart and I'm highly passionate about. And that's her success and everyone else's success. Not about us having a certain number of people at convention, not about our success. It's about their success. Because like I said, their success is tied to our success. And I believe with all my heart that being at convention is the second most important thing anyone can invest in their business, second only to being a product of the product. And I don't really have a whole lot more to say about that because I think Louie did such an amazing job nailing it. You don't build your business to go to afford to go to convention. That's backwards thinking. It's now it's probably common thinking, but it's backwards thinking nonetheless. That's why 99% of the population is broke, or maybe 96%. But you go to convention to build your business. And I think it's never too early to be promoting it. I heard a statistic one time. It's not, you know, this is just kind of our, this is not highly accurate, but it'll get you in the ballpark. You want to make a six-figure income, that's $100,000 a year, roughly. You better plan on having about 100 people in your organization at convention once a year, right? You want to make $10,000 a year? Just get 10. But start with one, and that one is you. And that probably is just as important as talking about the fact that we are a promoter. What is a promoter? A promoter promotes. What do we promote? We promote links. We promote education. We promote workshops, nutritional seminars, spa hours, conventions, rallies, team retreats. That's what we get paid to do. We promote. We don't have to be a master educator. We don't have to have a PhD, although I have one. It's a public high school diploma. But you don't have to, you don't have to know everything about everything. But one thing you do have to have is the ability to promote, and there is no event more important to promote than convention the last weekend in July in Seattle. And the fact that it's a 60th year celebration for the company is just going to be amazing. It can't get here soon enough.
Wow. You know, you mentioned a public high school diploma. It reminds me of something. Jerry was pointing out to me that, and I know you went back to school, you went to play baseball in college, and then you went back to school and even later on and finished that. But it is interesting. Focus on, Jerry was telling me that this business is not about, like you just said, fancy degrees and all that. He was telling me how one of the top distributors over in Europe, one of the top in the world, has a PhD, and I didn't even know it, and I know her really well. He was like, yeah, she never talks about it, never talks about it. This business is about inspiring people that if I can do it, you can do it, and relating with others and helping. Now, I thought that is so cool. This is not a business that's about elitism or being, you know, I'm better than you, but coming alongside, lifting others up, encouraging them and saying, I can do it, you can do it. That is so cool. Can we talk just for a moment about what are some of the things that you think are important in between now and convention? Now, you talked about promoting it, but what are some of the other things that need to be done in between now and then? What are you doing to keep people going? And, you know, Nicole, I'll let you guys decide who goes first, but I'd love for Nicole to touch on that as well, you know, because there are the ups and the downs, and how do we keep people through the ups and downs so they actually show up at the next event where leaders are born and leaders are made?
Yeah, I'll be real quick, and then I'll let Nicole jump in. I think between now and convention, besides the fact that we're promoting it hard, and Louie already said this, we believe very, very strongly, I know you do too, that we need to be to events every 90 days. And I'm thankful the company has events in January and July, but, you know, we have team events in May and November to plug in that, you know, every 90 days. And I know Louie does as well. But I guess the thing is in between, it's not good enough just to promote to convention if that's all you're doing. If something's better than nothing, but it's not optimal. We need to be doing and teaching and leading by example, one-on-ones, you know, in homes, shake and learns, spa hours, whatever it is, again, team retreats, rallies that just passed. We need all these things build and fuel and grow our business so we can have more than me, myself, and I at convention, right? We need to do these other things. So I don't know if that answers your question, but I'll let Nicole comment.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's, people might say, well, I'm hearing the same thing. Yeah, I think, you know, the beautiful thing about this business is success leaves clues. And this is a very duplicatable business. We just got to do these things. And, you know, we're hearing it said in different ways, but we're also hearing that you and Louie, you know, you and Nicole and Louie and Laverne are just doing the things that others can do as well. But they're doing it and doing it and doing it again. And Nicole, can you touch on what you're doing in between? Alan, I'm sorry, you were going to say something.
Yeah, I was just going to agree with you. I was just going to say, it breaks my heart to hear people complain about results they didn't get for work they didn't do. And we just got to live in reality. I just think it's so important to live in reality. You know, we can't have, you know, a $1 million, you know, lifestyle with a, you know, a $5 a day work ethic. It's just, you can't live in two different realities. So anyway, I just wanted to say that.
Or attitude. Yeah, attitude or work ethic.
Right.
Nicole,
right.
I asked you if I could share this. And of course, you're so awesome. You're so just real down to earth. You said, absolutely. But, you know, when you and Alan joined us on the tour for part of it back at the beginning, I have to admit, I was a little surprised when I learned that you weren't comfortable or doing the health talk that you were doing parts of it and telling your story and a bonus session, section part of it. But you were a little intimidated by that. Can you touch on that? I think it might surprise
yes.
our listeners as it surprised me. But I think it might encourage them.
Yes, yes. You definitely called me out on that. And I thank you and appreciate you so much, Josh. And I needed that. And I need to hear it from someone else. Of course, Alan called me on it, many times. But, I just got comfortable. My gift, I feel like Alan's gift is definitely teaching. It comes natural. That's his, like Chad Johnson says, his natural ability. Mine, I feel like it's not. And so I got comfortable. I want to say stay stagnant, and which is not good. And so I was comfortable just sharing my testimony and making the shakes. And Alan, you can do the rest and teach. You're so good at it. But guess what? Definitely was not growing. And I wanted to. I desired to grow so bad. And so it was nice to get a push from you and Alan. And like Louie mentioned, doing meetings, it breeds confidence, ability, and he's absolutely right. And so since then, when we went on our tour, I've been doing the meetings with Alan. We've been splitting them up, and been doing parts, which is so fun when you have a spouse or a friend that you're doing the business together to break it up. Louis is absolutely right. He has built so much confidence, and I feel like I'm growing. I'm not exactly, where I should be at, but I am definitely determined and, definitely want to get there. And so when we go over to Australia here soon, I'll be doing it with Alan. And it's like, I'm just sitting here going, oh my goodness, I'm going to be doing this meeting. I would never have thought, never in a million years, that I would be doing it in some other country, a shake and learn. So I'm really excited about it, and I'm excited to keep growing.
Well, Nicole, thanks for sharing that, and thanks for you inspired me on that tour. And I'm going to keep it even a little bit more real, but just because I know it's okay with you, and I think it'll encourage everyone. But I remember when I did discover—is that okay? I remember when I did discover that you weren't doing it, doing the main part of it, and I said, all right. I asked you if you'd do it the next night, and then all of a sudden the next day came, and in full disclosure, you were it's a fast paced tour. I know you were exhausted, didn't get much sleep the night before, but then you bailed on me, and I was like, I remember thinking I really wasn't too excited about you bailing on me, but you knew it was fine. You weren't bailing on me in a way that it wasn't going to let anyone down. But you're like, Josh, do you mind if I just do it the following night? And I was like, well, you know what? I can't force you to do anything, but I'm going to ask you, Nicole, you have to do it tomorrow night if you're going to not do it tonight. And you stepped right up and you did it. But I think it's so hard for people to relate with the fact. And I know that you share these things. I do. Louie does. Alan does. But I mean, I think sometimes people see us do things. And when I saw you in front, you were absolutely amazing. But you know what? We didn't all start out that way.
No.
And I think people don't realize the fears. I think they're fearful and they don't act just like, you didn't act that next night. But the thing is, the second night you did. And I know you didn't want to do it then either. Like you did not,
yeah.
You took everything in you to get up there.
Yeah, exactly.
But you did
one thing that thank you, Josh, so much. And I'm so happy I did. It's the best feeling when you accomplish. It really is. And when you grow, I want to always constantly be growing. We could be, three diamond and we still need to grow. I believe that with my heart. One thing that really helped me to get over it was, yes, I need to grow. I need to be a leader and be a great example to my team. But Alan always encouraged me too, that, it doesn't have to be perfect. you know, if anything, you know, he tries to mess up sometimes. Like, if it's too perfect, then people look at that and they go, I can't do that. I can't do what Alan does. And I think for me, that's where it was really hard for me to do it, because I felt like, I can never be like Alan. I can't do it, you know. And when he said that, those words, it really encouraged me. Like, I'm not Alan. I'll never be an Alan. I don't have to be perfect. That's okay, you know, because we want to be duplicatable. Definitely, I want people to look at me and go, oh, if Nicole can do it, I can do it.
Yeah, that's a good thing, because I don't want her to be Alan. I like her.
Thank you, Alan.
That's awesome. Well, y'all, for our listeners, I know we're a few minutes over. We did a double feature, and I'll tell you why we did. You might be thinking, well, we can just divide it up between 2 weeks. We can't. Louis just got back. He's been over in Europe, and Alan and Nicole are headed to Australia tomorrow. And next week, we're going to hear from people within their organizations and other organizations that are having their best month ever. We're only going to hear from a couple of them. We have so many, but so we needed to go ahead. There's only four or five calls during the month, and it's amazing how much is happening and how many incredible step-ups and best months. So anyway, thank you for both of y'all sharing the same call, this long call together. But I have another question before we wrap this up, and that is, what would you say to people who say they're just too busy right now? And I know I asked Louis that, but I tell you, and for our listeners, it's not so much convincing you right now that you have the time to build it. I want you to have stories. You know, you heard from a farmer running a large corporation and lost it all. And thankfully, Neolife was there for him because someone had shared it and not prejudged them. It was there for him when he had leukemia, cancer. It was there for his health. It was there for his finances, you know, all the way around, yet nobody would have guessed that. You know, and now we have a former police officer. You know, Alan Blaine started out as a highway patrol officer. In fact, met somebody on this tour who the son of your I think it's the lieutenant, right? But who knew you when way back. But anyway, you're a police officer, and then yes, you became the CEO of a corporation. But another story for people to be able to relate and to share, not only inspire them, but to say, I just heard from a police officer this morning, or a CEO, whichever role you think will relate best with them. But what would you say to them? Because there's too many people who think that they're just too busy, and it's an excuse, right? And so could you share with them, what would you say to them?
Absolutely. You know, I would share with them that opportunity is never convenient, first of all. Never, ever, ever is it convenient to work on a marriage, to be a better parent, to grow physically, to work out, to build a business. It's never convenient. And I know nobody's life is exactly the same. Nobody. And that sometimes makes it tough to relate with each other because nobody's in the other person's shoes. And I'm not claiming to have been the busiest guy on planet Earth. I surely wasn't. But I haven't met that many people personally, just in full disclosure, that were busier than I was when we started building this business, with a 7-hour commute to work 2 states away, running a $40 million company with 50 employees, and a marriage that I wasn't going to sacrifice on the altar of anything, and 6 children that we were homeschooling. We were very, very, very busy. And yet within, 16 months, we were able to part-time build our business to a 6-figure income level. And that did not happen by accident. It happened with intentionality. It happened with focus. It happened with determination and a big why from somebody who you just heard was afraid to give a presentation, and me, a former police officer introvert that by nature doesn't really care for, I can't say I don't like people, but I'm just not an outgoing, I probably would have been least likely to succeed in network marketing, let's just put it that way, growing up. So I would just say that, everybody has time. Everybody has time for anything they want to do. It's all about priorities. All about priorities. We all make time for what we want to make time for, what we value. And on that note, everyone has money for the products too. Little side note, we make money, we make priorities for what we want to invest our money into. So I don't think anybody has an excuse. I did want to say one quick thing about vision because I think it's so important. Is it too late to do that?
No,
Josh,
please do.
I've just been more and more impressed, it's been impressed upon me more and more lately, and you've heard me say it before, but this is a leadership call, so I just feel like it's very important to pass this along, what I'm learning, what I'm experiencing, wins and learns and lessons as we're going along and learning this business with everyone else on the call. But Steve Jobs said, people are attracted to vision, And I have never been more, understanding the importance of that. And I feel like if someone is, has a small, unambitious dream and, they only need a small, unambitious team to get to reach their dreams. But for people like us, and I know so many others on this call and so many in our team and so many we talk to, we have big, extraordinary goals. And so it is absolutely important that we communicate big, extraordinary dreams to these extraordinary people that we want to attract to this mission, to this vision, to what we are all about, to what we're accomplishing. And then, in closing on this comment, is we've got to live it. It's not good enough to go paint some big pie-in-the-sky vision and dream and not have consistency day in, day out that backs it up. And I think that is so, so important. I see people that, A, don't have the vision or don't know how to communicate it or are afraid to communicate it, whatever the case may be, and or, to a lesser degree, I see some people communicating the big vision, not many, but then some of them, they're not backing it up with consistent daily action that will give others the confidence to follow. And I just think those two things, having a vision, communicating it, and having consistency to live it out day in, day out, month in, month out, year in, year out, is key components to people, for any of us, to have the success we desire.
Absolutely. And Alan, can you actually just touch on quickly a real life scenario? There was somebody at Rally who shared just that the reason why they were there is because of not just vision. I love how you said it. It's got to be both, not just vision, but the action and consistent action. And I think that's hard as business owners, as entrepreneurs, with no one telling us we have to be consistent, but consistent action. Can you mention that real life example there of how that
sure.
made all the
and,
difference?
Sure. And on that note, I hear people talk about, well, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. True. But if we're going to ever get to the finish line in a marathon, we actually have to take steps, each consistent steps, minute by minute, second by second, hour by hour to get to the finish line in a marathon, to reach our goals and dreams in this business. And so that's where the consistency comes in. It's not good enough to go, well, it's a marathon. But if we're not taking daily actions, that's like going to a marathon, standing at the finish line, talking about how it's a marathon and my goal is to finish in 10 hours, but not walking. The real life scenario was someone in our team had shared with me just recently that actually this person just made director in December. They just had their first director in their organization in January, soon to be world team in our organization, this person. And I would love to say a name, but I won't just because of what the message is. But I'd love to brag on them actually right now, but I won't. But they were just sharing how they've been a customer for years, okay? So this is for all the people on the line that wonder, where's my next leader coming from? Where's my next director coming from? Or where's my first director or my first leader coming from? They've been a customer for quite a while, and they've been watching. Little did I know, they'd been watching us. Anyway, they shared with me a couple weeks ago, for the last almost 3 years or whatever, Nicole and I have been building the business. We've been watching you. And I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember their exact words, but in essence, what they told me was, we've been watching you. We want to know if it's real. We need our belief level up. We need our confidence level up, just like we all need. We all. I was relating as I'm listening going, yep. Josh has done that for me. He said, you've been unwavering. You've been consistent. You've given me him and his wife, the confidence to step out in faith and do this thing, knowing it's real. And I told him, thank you for sharing that. And it was just such a, because it encourages me, but also it was a great reminder. And I shared with him. I said, I can totally identify with what you're saying because Josh and Chelsea have been that for us. And when he called me 4 years ago or whenever it was, said, this is where we're going. Speaking of a vision, you communicated the vision and you've been consistent day after day after day for 4 years as I've been watching you without unwavering. And I can't even tell you and everyone on the call how much that means to me. Sometimes consciously when I think about it, but more than anything, subconsciously when I'm not even thinking about it. So thank you, Josh. And I just think it's a lesson we all need to take to heart, to lead by example, be consistent for those that are watching us that may not even be in our team yet, or maybe they're just customers watching and we don't even know, thinking about the business.
Well, thank you so much, Alan and Nicole. Any final comment? And we'll wrap this up. I really appreciate y'all being with us.
Go ahead, Nicole. Thanks, Josh.
Just one thing I wanted to add is, a question I have for people is, who wants to invest their whole life into something without the residual? You know, I just, that, one thing that's been hitting me hard lately is just investing in our children's lives. So, you know, investing in them so they in turn will, you know, when they have children, you know, they'll raise great children. And also, you know, when we are witnessing people telling them about God, that they'll do the same thing, domino effect. And, you know, we want to do the same thing in this business so that other people will do it, you know, touch many, many lives so they can touch many lives. And then in the meantime, while we're doing that, the blessing that comes out of that is the residual. And that's one thing I just ask people, you know, do you want to invest your whole life into something without the residual income? And that's one thing that is just a huge blessing about this business is that. And so I'm just so grateful and thankful to Neolife, thankful for you and Chelsea, Josh, and thankful to our team. By the way, they're doing amazing. We're so proud of them. Al and I are so proud of our team. So just had to get that in there.
Awesome. Thank you, Alan. Yeah. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, Louie. Thank you, Laverne. Thank you to all of you, all of our speakers today, and all of the leaders out there who are putting in the effort, who are casting the vision and following it through with the action. I thank you so much. Starting with our first speaker, Louie and Laverne Smith, you know, coming to Africa to be up to help lead the way in the during this relaunching of the entire North America market. We are sitting in the most exciting times that I have witnessed in 25 years with this company. I truly believe if you will take these principles and these things to heart and you will put in the next 5 years in this business. Now, some of you may say I'll do 1 or 2 years and you'll have a very nice business. But if you'll put in 5 years, you can literally change the destiny of your family. You can leave a business for them that will pass down through the generations. And I know I've seen it over and over. I've seen it happen because this company is real. The products are unique and solid. The company has absolute integrity, rock solid, debt-free, over 50 countries around the world, and celebrating 60 years of impact. But we're sitting here in unprecedented times. The opportunity is unreal. But the question is, what will you and I do? And I love what Louis said at the beginning. The beginning of the year is the most important time. And we're still in the beginning. We're still in the first quarter. There's still plenty of time to lay an incredible foundation for you to wrap this year up. To wrap this year up at the end of 2018 and look back and say, wow, look what I accomplished. And you won't be alone. We're all in it together. We're all in this thing. We're all in, all out. And together, never doubt that a small group, and this is becoming bigger and bigger, but if a small group can do it, think what we can do today. But never doubt that a small group of thoughtful and committed people can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. I'm so blessed, so privileged to be in this with you. Thank you for staying with us for this double feature call today. And come back and join us next week as we hear from other leaders who are newer in the business, who are having their best months ever. World team members killing it. From across North America. Can't wait to see you next week. Let's go out there and make it a super, ultra, awesome, fantastic day.